Good morning. It is Thursday, October the 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, I just sense the Lord prompt me again to say, is there a person or two, it could be anybody, that the Lord might be bringing to your mind that would merit a special sowing outreach before the month of October is done? Just leave it at that. Inquire of the Lord, ask Him, and trust anybody that comes to mind. And then say, how shall I sow? Maybe it's a text, a call, a letter, a lunch. Who knows? Could be a conflict that needs to be resolved. Could be just a word of gratitude. Could be a word of prophecy. Okay, let's go for it. Whatever it is, it's worth paying attention and following through on. Now, today, we must consecrate ourselves, for we have sowing to do today. We'll start here. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, The Cloud Brought Darkness to One Side and Light to the Other. The Call to Holy Imagination. Our text, Exodus chapter 14, verses 19 and 20. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, so neither went near the other all night long. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Maybe you've heard the story of the seven-year-old boy who learned the story of the Israelites and the Red Sea in Sunday school. Upon being asked by his mother what he learned in class, he said, "Well, Mom, our teacher told us how God sent Moses behind enemy lines on a rescue mission to lead the Israelite people out of Egypt. When he got to the Red Sea, he had his army build a pontoon bridge, and all the people walked across safely. Then he radioed headquarters for reinforcements. They scrambled a squadron of F-16 Falcon fighter jets to blow up the bridge, and all the Israelites were saved." Now, Billy, is that really what your teacher taught you? His mother asked. "Well, no, Mom. But if I told you what the teacher said, you'd never believe it in a million years." Today's text gives us the incredible true story of what happened on that night at the Red Sea. Here it is again. It merits a second reading to take it all in. Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, So neither went near the other all night long. Imagine trying to explain your iPhone or the internet to your great-great-grandmother. Where would you start? You would say things like, "Grandma, I can talk to a person in London, England, right now while seeing their face on the screen and sending them a photograph of my children via a text message at the same time." What is she going to do with that? Would she even remotely believe it, even if we demonstrated it before her very eyes? All we could do was give her the outlandish, incredible, unbelievable, yet true facts. That is all Moses did here. He gives us the outlandish, incredible, unbelievable, yet true facts. It is one thing to try to explain something from today to an earlier time. Moses was telling a story of something way back then to people thousands of years hence, believe it or not. Angels and armies, pillars of cloud and fire, as a group of millions of refugees walked toward an impenetrable wall of water, also known as the Red Sea, whilst being pursued by the most formidable army on earth. And then we get this. "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left." Rather than say anything else here, I want to invite you to an exercise of holy imagination. We are the only creatures on planet Earth who possess the gift of imagination. It makes sense, doesn't it? Divine image bearers are gifted with imagination. When the Holy Spirit touches our imagination, we are given the capacity to enter into a kind of sacred seeing. The word is beholding. I want you to behold this ancient scene. First, read the text, Exodus 14, 19 through 22, just four verses. Read it out loud. Again, your ears need to hear it. When we read, the information enters through our eyes and goes straight to our brain. Remember, we walk by faith, not by sights. See 2 Corinthians 5, 7. Faith does not come through sight, but by hearing. Faith through hearing gives something beyond mere eyesight. Faith gives our heart and soul the vision of God. It's why Paul prays in Ephesians 1:17 for God to open the eyes of our hearts. Now, after hearing that text read aloud, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of your heart to behold this vision, and open your heart to visualize it happening in as much detail as your spirit-empowered imagination can muster. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, You are my deliverer. You are my Passover. You are my Exodus. I marvel at this word. The cloud brought darkness to one side and light to the other side. There is none like you, Lord. I marvel at this word. The waters were divided, and we went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on our right and on our left. There is none like you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we cry, holy, holy, holy. Let's sing that. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Well, the journal prompts. I want to know if you're going to do this exercise of holy imagination. You're going to have to do it. And now when we're closing out, I'll try to leave extra time for you today. But I want you to write in that journal, whether you got the one from us for Exodus or you have another journal or you just have to find a scrap of paper. I want to know the answer to this question. What did you see? And I want you to look around. I want you to ask the Spirit to direct your vision. Look at Moses. See his hands lifted up and stretched out. See the texture of the ground. The Scripture's careful to tell us that it was dry ground, okay? I mean, if it just moved the water, you would expect it to be a muddy bog. But the text tells us it was dry ground. I want you to just see that wind. Have you ever seen a wall of water? I mean, you've maybe looked through glass at an aquarium and you can see it, but imagine that. This needs to get encoded in our soul. See the cloud that's putting off darkness on one side and light on the other. That literally is holding the armies of Egypt apart from the nation of God's people, Israel. Don't underestimate what I'm asking for today. This is just so easy to just sort of skip it and think, oh, I've been there, I've done that, I got the t-shirt, I get it, I got it. No, go there. Go to the Red Sea. Let the Word of God actually be heard by your ears, kindling the fire in your soul and illuminating your eyes, the light. This is beholding, okay? This is how faith rises up in us. All right. We're going to sing here in just a minute. One of the great hymns. You're going to love it. It's called Be Thou My Vision. You see, this is, it's easy for that to just be a sentimental thought. Be Thou My Vision. It's number 49 in our hymnal, our seedbed hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise, number 49. And we're going to sing all the verses in just a minute. But again, how does God become our vision? It's not just through a sort of warm and precious, fuzzy sense of God in our soul. No, it's through seeing Him part the Red Sea. It's through seeing Him lifted up on the cross with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, parting the sea of sin and death and making a way for us when there was no way. We've got to see. I love how, I think it was Aristotle who once said, the soul never thinks without a picture. And I don't necessarily mean a picture like that you're looking at. It's a picture that's being generated by your imagination. That's the gift of God. The ability for the Spirit to project an image onto the screen of the soul. And then for us to behold God. That's the move. All right, we're going to sing the hymn. You ready? Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me save that Thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, Thy presence my light. Be Thou my wisdom, and Thou my true word. I ever with Thee, and Thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I Thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with Thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and Thou only first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure Thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Amen. That's a good song for Thursday. Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. That's our prayer. That's our prayer, friends. This is not just a bunch of stuff we're trying to think about. We're actually asking to see. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. I want to behold you. All right, let's just put a pin in it there today. Gather your seeds. We're going to hit the fields. We're going to be bringing seeds of love, seeds of encouragement. I don't know. I sense maybe there might be a seed of gentle correction, maybe of loving rebuke somewhere along the way that needs to be sown today. Whatever the case, just be attuned to the Lord and attentive to people. He'll lead you. I'll see you on the field for The Awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.